Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, former Milwaukee Buck, former Wisconsin Badger, professional basketball player, and most importantly, Milwaukee native. It is Marcus Landry of CampLandry.com as the Landry's basketball camp starts up July 15th. Marcus, appreciate the time and appreciate you joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate you guys having me for the third year in a row to talk some draft talk and talk some Bucks talk. Thank you.
I was telling everybody yesterday and today.
It's tremendous.
Because I'm not hosting the draft show now. Billy is taking over along with Ryan Horvath and myself and Mike Maxey, who hosted the show with you. A couple of years back when they drafted Thon Maker out here at Q Club of Wisconsin, where we are. It's one of my favorite memories of all time of doing this show, and I've done this show since 2006. And they were asking me why, and I said, well, because that night, Marcus, I think, got tipped off to Thon Maker, probably going to be their pick, and he started working the entire room about how good Thon could be in a Bucks uniform and so forth. And then by the time the Bucks selected Thon Maker, everybody started celebrating like they won a championship, high-fiving and clapping and hugging each other. And then after that was all done, I was like, okay, so how are they going to use him then? And at that point, you said, I'll coach this team. I'll do it for Jason Kidd. This is exactly how you use it. You got a napkin and a pen. You're drawing plays up. Man, that was outstanding. That was one of my favorite nights ever doing that draft show.
Yeah, we had a great time that night.
Yeah, you worked everybody up into a lather. All right, man. So let's talk about the Bucks season this year and how the whole thing ended. Did you see Toronto being able to run off four straight against the Bucks after they were up 2-0?
After game three, I was kind of worried because I didn't see the Bucks make any changes. They approached game three the same way they approached game one and game two. They approached game four the same way. Sorry, they approached game one, two, and three after the loss in game three. So I was kind of worried. I didn't see them beating them four straight times in a row. But when you're at that level and playing in the playoffs and you don't make adjustments, teams figure you out and it's hard to win.
Marcus, what would some of the adjustments that you see from an observer that you would have made? I mean, and a guy that played football instead of basketball, the number one thing was there had to be a way that you could try to get the ball out of Giannis's hands to start sets, in my opinion.
Right. I think that's the number one adjustment that I would have made is to move Giannis into different positions where he's receiving the ball in various different spots and not just bringing the ball up right in the middle of the court and trying to bully his way through, which works for him and it's been productive. But in the playoffs, teams are ready for that. Teams are prepared. And, you know, I take my hats off to Toronto. They did a great job against the Bucks.
You know, when we talk about this Bucks team, everybody talks about Giannis and what he has to do to get better. And throughout the course of this, Gary Ellerson, who's not here today, he's out sick, was talking about the fact that he doesn't really need to worry about that three-point shot that everybody wants to talk about. Even if he got a mid-range shot, that would be good enough to give him some type of counter. And then Giannis himself, after the series was done, said that he needs to figure out a mid-range shot to work better against a Kawhi Leonard and a Toronto Raptors. For you, if you were advising Giannis, what would you be having him work on this offseason?
I think it's a combination, a little bit of both. Maybe a mid-range shot, but he's so dominant. I think if he is able to post up mid-range area, do some facing up, it will make things a lot more difficult as well for teams. So I agree. I say mid-range shots, but also I would say he needs to get a little bit of a face-up post-game. He's just so dominant and so strong. I think he'll be really productive in that area.
And Marcus, what exactly of a post game, if you could kind of explain that to our listeners?
So if you look at the block where centers usually post up, it's about 15 feet off the block. And it's usually that Kobe area or that Michael Jordan area where they maneuver in that area. It just makes the defense so spread out because Giannis is so long and he's able to get to the rim with one dribble. Now you can't really collapse the floor on a player like that when he's so close to the basket. And it puts him in a position to be a better passer as well. So just that area right on the block, right underneath the rim, getting him a little more post touches, especially when teams are collapsing on him on his dribble drive.
Talking with Marcus Landry, who of course can be a part of his and his brother's camp coming up on July 15th. All you have to do is go to camplandry.com if you want to register for the camp or if you want to be one of the sponsors associated with the camp. Again, July 15th for the Landry Brothers camp coming up, camplandry.com. And listen, the other part about this is, you know, Chris Middleton is going to be an unrestricted free agent. And all the reports out are saying that he's going to get somewhere just shy of max money probably when this whole thing is said and done. And I was talking with Leroy Butler the other day about this. We've had conversations numerous times that, you know, if financials weren't known for players, players wouldn't be in the situation necessarily to be villains of a fan base because of how much they're making versus the production that they put out there. You've lived here pretty much your whole life, so you know the situation Milton's getting himself in once he signs this deal. If he doesn't play at a higher level than he has, the fans in this town are going to go crazy.
Right, they will. But I think that's one of the chances you have to you take as a player and also in a smaller market where you're able to be somewhat of the face of the team. You think about if he goes to any other major franchise or big team, he probably wouldn't even be a third option or maybe just a third option or he'll be turned in just a shooter. So I think you're right. He definitely has to improve, especially in the playoff run. But it's one of those things where, you know, they're all new to this, and we have to remember that. They gave us more than what we expected.
Mm-hmm. And, Marcus, building off that, I think, is number one, two, and three on John Horst and the organization's list of things to go into the offseason with and things to build on and be positive about is knowing that you kind of jumped a couple of rings on the ladder. If you're talking about building up to the success of getting to the NBA Finals, they kind of skipped a couple of spots there. Do you believe that they can at least in 2019-2020 get back to that Eastern Conference Final and then make the steps above?
I think they can. I think this draft today is very important for them. I think they need to really be looking towards trying to trade. I think, what do they have, the 30th pick or something like that?
They have the 30th pick, and then they shipped that and Tony Snell to get your former Badger boy, John Luehr,
last night
into the fold for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep. So they have John Luehr, and so things like that, I think they need to just kind of shy away from focusing on this draft, but focus on the draft to the point where they're able to move some things and move players around so that we can get the right pieces that we need to get over the hump in the playoffs.
Hey, man, thanks a lot for coming on. I appreciate it. Tell everybody more about your camp. Again, camplandry.com.
Yeah, it's camplandry.com. This is the fourth year coming up. It's been, over 10 years overall. And we're just looking forward to pouring into the kids. Milwaukee gave my brother and I, as well as our sister, so much, and we're just looking to pour back into the kids. We have so much to offer. It's not just about basketball. It's about faith, family, and education, and we plan to pour that into the kids during this camp.
And, again, for people going to sign up, you have a lot of different age groups that you can get in for the most part, right? It's ages 7 to 17, boys and girls at Vincent High School, from July 15th through the 17th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, just sign up right at camplandry.com. They'll walk away with many gifts and an experience to remember. And it definitely will help improve their game.
Marcus, I see that this is at Vincent High School. Sooner or later, when are we naming that gym after the two boys that went through there and made it to the NBA? How long do we have to wait for that?
I don't know. I think some may be in the works, but I'm not sure. But hopefully soon, I guess.
Fantastic. Yeah. Marcus Landry, once again, camplandry.com. Really appreciate the time, man, and we'll talk soon. And we'll talk into this NBA free agency and after these camps go on.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, man. That's Marcus Landry joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.